At a small oasis on the edge of the great desert, a group of travelers take shelter from the burning rays of the eternal sun. Us, guitarists.
How is she doing, Maria?
Much better now that we're getting much closer to her home. It must be terrible for her, Mechis, losing her son and having Travis Morgan run out on her like that.
It was not her he ran from. It was himself.
He killed his own son. And until he finds a way to live with that, how he must hate him.
Hate? She may be hurt, but hate? Not Terra. No. If you think of her capable of hating Travis Morgan, you don't know her very well. There is pain in her heart. It is born of love.
In the savage world of Skataris, life is a constant struggle for survival. Here, beneath the unblinking orb of an eternal sunlight, one simple law prevails. Let your guard down, even for an instant. You will soon be very dead. Mike Grell presents The Warlord in this Sword for Hire. Meanwhile, barely 100 miles to the south.
Oh, Attalus, go in at him!
I'll carve him to spit! I'll carve him to spit!
Not on your best day, chum. Only Travis Morgan's combative reflex save him from a thrust backed by a 320 pounds of raw power. The Damascus blade of the warlord descends with shattering force, slashing Attalus's sword in half. Well, had enough? My sword is at your neck.
No, 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 no! Kill me! Kill me if you will! But you would not have the courage to face me in unarmed combat!
All right. There goes my shield and my sword. And there's my helmet off. But how many times do I have to whip you before you get the idea? The giant, menacing mercenary charges like an enraged bull, but Travis Morgan quickly sidesteps him and trips him to the ground, where he goes face first. Suddenly, a battle axe is placed before Attalus.
Perhaps you'll have more luck with this.
I'll split him in halves!
For an instant, Travis Morgan stands, frozen as the giant raises the battle axe for an unstoppable death blow. But Travis Morgan flips Attalus over using his feet and has him fly upside down into a tree, dropping with his head first to the ground.
Ah!
I think this belongs to you, Jackal.
Aye, and if I swung it, you'd be wearing it right now. We don't need you here, Morgan. Why don't you just leave?
I joined this little mercenary band for my own reasons. I'll leave when I'm good and ready. Not before. If you want your axe back, step forward. I'll gladly return it.
Hold off! Hold off! Hold off! There will be no more fighting amongst ourselves!
But it's not fair! I was second in command until he showed up!
Fair! Fair! He got you in a blink of an eye! This way, you get to live! I call that fair! Besides... We've lost one fool already! Prince Calais has offered us 100 pounds of gold for the capture of that thief, Asher. We'll need all the help we can get to catch that slippery rat.
We'll be right back with The Warlord, number 25, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Okay, where's our ads? Oh. Have you seen this film? Ask yourself this question. Let me first do it.
A 23rd century odyssey now. Star Trek, the motion picture. Paramount Pictures presents a Robert Wise film, a Gene Roddenberry production, Star Trek, the motion picture, starring William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, and introducing Paris Chambada. 23rd century odyssey is now Star Trek, the motion picture.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
Okay, what else we got? Ho-ho! Let's have a laugh.
Johnson Smith Company, Department 36, 3507, Automation Drive, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip 48043. America's favorite mail order funhouse. Here are some of our novelties. Two-headed nickel, $1.95. Two-tailed nickel, $1.95. Disappearing ink, 89 cents. Jumbo nickel, 10 times the regular size, $1.10. Black eye joke, 39 cents. Realistic gag chicken, $5.95. Dog whistle, $1.25. Realistic hand cast, $2.49. Fake blood, 69 cents. Horrible sucker candy, 69 cents. Phony plastic hot dog, 39 cents. These novelties and 16,000 other novelties more when you order from the Johnson Smith Company, Department 36, 3507, Automation Drive, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip 48043, America's favorite mail order funhouse since 1914.
Oh, I didn't read it as well as usual. All right, don't care. Okay.
Two big hits with Hostess Cakes. Hostess makes a great double play. First, there's delicious golden sponge cake with fluffy cream filling. That's Hostess Twinkies cakes for you. Then there's moist devil's food cakes topped with chocolatey icing. That's Hostess Cupcakes. What a winning combination! Free baseball cards! 150 Major League Baseball cards with lots of players' facts. Get cards of Jim Rice of the Boston Red Sox, Ron Guidry of the New York Yankees, George Brett of the Kansas City Royals. Find three full-colored cards printed on specially marked boxes of Twinkies Cakes, Cupcakes, Susie Q's, and other Hostess snacks. Available in most areas. Offer good as long as supplies last.
Two big hits with Hostess Cake! Get your free baseball cards!
Back to our story. Let's get to that story.
We now return to Warlord number 25. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
I joined this little mercenary band for my own reasons. And I'll leave when I'm good and ready. Not before.
If you want your axe back, step forward, and I'll gladly return it.
Hold off! Hold off! There will be no more fighting amongst yourselves! It's not fair! I was second in command until he showed up!
Fair! Fair! He'd got you in a blink of an eye! This way, you get to live! I call that fair!
Besides, we've already lost one fool already! Prince Calais has offered us 100 pounds of gold for the capture of that thief. The thief Asher. We'll need all the help we can get to catch that slippery rat.
The trail of the thief leads west. And then south. Into the mountains of the sun, where legends die and men fear to walk.
Trust you know you've made an enemy with Chakol.
Nothing I can't handle.
Still, were I you, I would never turn my back on him.
I'll keep that in mind. Uh-oh.
Rock slide here.
I don't know. It looks like a perfect spot for a trap.
Instantly, Travis Morgan puts spurs to his great war horse, and the gallant beast responds courageously, jumping out of the way of these rocks. A moment later, 100 tons of these bone-crushing stones of death roar down upon the hapless mercenary band.
I told you that Asher is a crafty devil. He's already cut our mercenary group down to 3.
Yes, I noticed. And I see you've made it too, Chakol.
You've not seen the last of me, Travis Morgan. Remember, I don't kill easily.
Even higher into the swirling mists, the 3 mercenaries follow their trail of that elusive thief, Asher.
Stay alert! Stay alert! I have a feeling that devil Asher is watching us from anywhere!
Look out! Look out, General Balfouz! A fist of some giant has just toppled General Balfouz. Among the awesome legends that haunt the mountains of the sun, none is more terrifying than the monster who stalks the mist in search of man meat. A beast from the pits of frozen hell. The snow giant. You are listening to a reading of Warlord number 25, September, the year 1979.
See you.
You are listening to a reading of Warlord number 25, September 1979. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
You've not seen the last of me, Morgan. I don't kill easily.
Ever higher into the swirling mists, the three mercenaries follow the trail of the elusive thief, Asher.
Stay alert! I have a feeling that devil Asher is watching us from anywhere!
Look out! A giant hand has just pummeled General Balfouce among the awesome legends that haunt the mountains of the sun. None is more terrifying than the monster who stalks the mists in search of man meat. A beast that pits from the pits of a frozen hell. The Storm Giant. A taloned hand reaches out for Chackle, and Chackle slices off one of its fingers with his sharp battle axe. Bellowing in pain, an enraged snow giant lashes out with his maimed hand, knocking Chackle off his horse. Twisting and turning, Chackle's body plummets to the snow-covered rocks below. And as the snow giant's attention is momentarily diverted, it's either now or never. No sense waiting until he gets around to me. Travis Morgan, Warlord, jumps on the snow giant's shoulders and stabs his sword into his ear right through the snow giant's head. The sword of the warlord has drank much blood of many men and monsters alike. And now, backed by the full power and the fury in Travis Morgan's soul, it drinks deep. Thank you. slowly, like a giant tree, before the lumberjack's axe, the snow giant begins to topple. Balfouts, Chuckle, all the others, all dead. Looks like you're on your own again, Morgan. Well, there's that thief, Asher, and the reward. I sure don't have anything better to do. Ah, what the hell? High in the mist-clouded mountains, Travis Morgan pursues the elusive thief. All around the towering peaks, they rise in a crystalline grandeur. Perhaps the beauty around him has distracted him. Perhaps he's just getting old, and he forgets the cardinal rule for survival on Skitarus. Travis Morgan's war horse runs into a tripwire. The rule of survival. Always expect the unexpected. Travis Morgan is hit by a rather medium-sized tree trunk and knocks him off his horse. And a man he does not know jumps from above with dagger in hand, ready to spear. But when the man with the dagger descends onto Travis Morgan, Travis Morgan butts him in the gut with his shield. You're the rogue Asher, I presume. Return to Warlord number 25 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Okay. Let's see what ads we have here. Oh, this comic book is falling apart on me. Oh boy, where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, get the energy up for this. Okay. Oh, it is so falling apart. Okay, I'm
Bear with me, people.
DC Dynamic Digest. More action, more pages. Sergeant Rock's Prize Battle Tales. 100 pages of blazing battles with Sergeant Rock, the unknown soldier, and much, much more. The Secret Origins of Superheroes. 100 pages of sensational secret origins, including an all-new origin of Wonder Woman. Two terrific titles on sale September 5th.
Okay, now let's seriously, this comic book is so falling apart on me. Oh boy, I don't know what to do. When do I put this back together? Okay, let's do this.
Cowgirl Fern introduces fantastic new collar tips to dress up your shirts. Take a tip from Eastern Cowgirl Fern. These remarkable collar tips add sparkle and pizzazz to any shirt, whether you're doing the disco or riding the range. With a turn of the handle, set the screw, they attach to the collar of your shirt and come off just as easily when the shirts must be washed. But once you're wearing them, you'll think they're a brilliant idea. They put a new sparkle and give a zingy flare to almost any shirt, and because they're removable, you can add them, their special touch of sparkle to all your outfits. Available in High Ho Silver or Go Go Gold. Eastern Cowgirl Fern's face on white background, gold or silver, $4.95. Border studded, multicolored rainbow, rhinestones, gold or silver, $5.95. Eastern Cowgirl Fern's face on gold or silver, $4.95. Send your order to Eastern Cowgirl Fern, P.O. Box 1728, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19101. Thank you.
All right. What? Where else? What else is going on with this comic book? All right. Here we go. I wonder if anyone who's listening tonight ever joined this club. Okay, let me try to do it good. Okay. Olympic! Olympic Sales Club Incorporated! Earn famous name prizes or earn $1 a box cash! Sell cards and gifts from free sample book! Pick your prizes or keep $1 a box cash. Earn prizes, cash, or both at absolutely no cost to you by selling beautiful imprinted Christmas cards, all occasion cards, personalized stationery, and gifts from Olympic's free 1979 sample book of proven sale makers. It's easy. Anyone's a prospect. Friends, neighbors, relatives. Everyone's thrilled by Olympic's high quality and low prices. You pay nothing, owe nothing, so join now! Call our free join by phone number or use the postage-free label from this ad. Either way, you'll receive our free prize catalog and sales kit, free sample book, everything you need to earn prizes or cash the proven Olympic way! Please, operators can only enroll new members. They cannot answer questions or inquiries. Olympic Sales Club Incorporated, Department 79, Enfield, Connecticut, zip 06082. Olympic Sales Club Incorporated! Earn famous name prizes or earn $1 a box cash! Sell cards and gifts from our free sample book! Olympic Sales Club Incorporated, Department 79, Enfield, Connecticut, zip 06082. All right, and this might be the club I will join. I'll just play it in a second. You might be shocked. You might think, I didn't think I knew this guy. Okay. Daisy 840. Action, power, accuracy. Shoot BBs and pellets.
The kids in my neighborhood really like this Daisy 840 because it's a 350-shot BB repeater and a .177 caliber pellet gun. The kids are right. This Daisy 840 is just right for kids. I'm Johnny Unitas, former NFL quarterback.
Daisy 840, action! Power, accuracy, shoot BBs and pellets.
All right, now I got. This is awful. Okay, have we done? Okay, I need to read that part. And okay, this. What is this page? It's no good. Throw it away. I really want to get this. Damn it. Okay, this looks like... Okay, I got it figured out. I'm sorry, folks. Sorry. Big screw up. From not taking care of my comic books. That's where this screw up has happened. Okay.
We now return to Warlord number 25. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Perhaps it's the beauty around him that has him distracted. Perhaps he's just getting old. He forgets the cardinal rule for survival in Skitaris. Travis Morgan's warhorse trips on a wire. On Skitaris, always expect the unexpected. A man jumps out from above, descending with a dagger ready to stab Travis Morgan. But Morgan gets his shield up and guts it right into his stomach. You're that rogue, Asher, I presume. Travis Morgan flips over Asher the thief and nearly throws him off a mountain cliff. Oh! Travis Morgan stands on the mountain cliff in front of Asher the thief, who is clinging on for his dear life.
I don't suppose we could talk this over, huh?
Come on up. I'll grab you by the hand. You're no value to me at the bottom of a cliff.
And even less to myself.
But instead, Asher the thief slugs Travis Morgan Warlord across the face.
I was never one to pay any of my debts, but it's one of the advantages of being a rogue.
Unfortunately, for Asher, he realizes,
by the lords, you've got a jaw hard as a rock! Ah, well, no matter. We'll settle this like warriors. With cold steel and hot furious blood.
You talk too much.
I know, I can't help it. It's one of my basic flaws in character.
I didn't know you had character.
dare speak thus that way to the second greatest thief in all of Skitaris?
You're the second greatest?
Oh, yes. Well, there's a certain rogue named Alejandro. But I'll settle that with him when our paths cross.
So, you're a second-rate thief. Travis Morgan welds Asher's sword out of his hand. And you're a third-rate swordsman. Now I take you back.
Oh, to Prince Kelly. I shouldn't like to meet up with that one again.
Listening to a reading of Warlord number 25, September, the year 1979.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. Just another slimy bore.
You are listening to a reading of Warlord number 25, September 1979. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
You dare speak this way to the second greatest thief of all of Skitaris?
You're the second greatest?
Oh, yes. Well, there is a certain rogue named Alejandro. But I'll settle that when our paths cross.
So you're a second-rate thief. And you're a third-rate swordsman, too.
Now what?
Now I take you back.
To Prince Calais? I shouldn't like to meet up with that one again.
So what did you steal from him?
A woman. But I didn't exactly steal her, if you know what I mean.
Where is she now?
She left when the gold ran out. No morals at all, that one. Why did you pursue me after the others were killed?
I don't know. For the same reason you steal money.
If you believe that, then you're not the man I think you are.
What do you mean by that?
You and I are one of a kind, my friend. What we do for the same reason. And money has nothing to do with it. It's action, adventure. Were I not a thief, I'd probably be a peasant farmer, sweating out the next harvest, a slave to my land, a servant to my animals, an honorable profession, and an adequate life for some, but not for us, my friend, no. Better to live life as you thrust your sword right to the hilt. Sure, a short life at best, and a violent death to the end. But by the Lords, it's glorious while it lasts. And if I am to lose my life presently, so be it. I have no regrets.
You are more fortunate than I, my friend. My regrets are few, but they are great.
Aren't you going to take me back?
I used to think I'd do anything for money. I just found out different.
You've lost your sense of value. values, Morgan!
Chuckle!
I told you! I didn't kill easily! Now, I'll take the prisoner off your hands!
Chuckle has a bow and arrow aimed right at Travis Morgan, Warlord.
Is this a friend of yours?
Nope. Just a corpse. Travis Morgan, Warlord, uses his gun and kills Chuckle. Dad.
Hey, wait! Wait, where are you going?
I don't know. South?
A man like you. Not far from here is a hidden temple. And in it lies a great jewel called the Eye of Truth. Interested?
Next issue, the challenge. On sale October 19th.
The end. You have just listened to a reading of Warlord number 25, September, the year 1979.
Tonight, allow nothing seems right in cars.
guess we gotta go home. Have you been to a nightclub lately? You hear that song all the time. The music's going, and it makes a sudden stop, and then a deep voice of a man says, "Barbara Streisand," and then the music goes, gets going again, and you keep on dancing. Anyway, I gotta go home with this comic book, but that is an oxymoron. I will not go home with this comic book because it's in tatters. It's totally in tatters on this floor right now of this radio studio. On this floor right now is about like four pages of comic book. It's completely come apart on me. So I really can't give you a review of the story other than it looks like the warlord is traveling on. He's had an adventure here, but he's traveling on, and I have to say I was disappointed by the monster in this. I thought he would be a bigger threat from the front cover. Nope, he's not that big of a threat. Excuse me. Where can you hear that on radio? Anyway, anything else? Oh, I do want to say this. I want to give credit to the drawer of this comic book because the guy who's like the conniving thief, the way he's drawn his face looks like someone who would scam you. Like, it's really well drawn. It's really well drawn. You look at it, you know what? You don't even have to even read the word bubbles or anything like that. You look at the character's face and you think, this guy has a scheme going on. Anyway, Warlord kills the guy that was like threatening him at the start of the story, and all he did was, because Warlord's the only guy with a handgun in the whole land of Skataris, he shoots him with his gun. Bam, bam, he's done. Dead off his horse. And then the schemester guy, the thief, Asher, says, "Wait, come on. I know this place that's a temple and it has this great jewel. We gotta go get it. Come on with me." All right, and that's your story. Let me look at ads here for you. We had, the Star Trek movie. Would you out there, would you like to listen to one of actually the many television commercials that they had for this this film more than 30 years ago? Here's one ad that you might have been able to hear on TV.
It will startle your senses, challenge your intellect, and alter your perception of the future by taking you there. Star Trek, the motion picture, rated G.
You know, I have to see the film again because I saw it when I was like a very young boy. And I haven't seen it since. And I have to wonder if I would more intellectually appreciate it more now that I am like well into my 40s. I have to wonder about that. So, okay. There was that ad. There was me doing a poor job of Johnson Smith Company. I've done these ads before, and I was just simply sick of them, so I didn't do a good effort. Once again, being a prick. Some of this stuff, I don't know. I wouldn't pay 39 cents for a phony plastic hot dog. Never. Never. And I certainly wouldn't pay close to $6 for, like, a fake chicken. I would not do that. That would not be for me, and I can't, and there's this one here, the nickel that's 10 times the size of a regular nickel. What would you want for $1.10? What? I don't get it. Like why? Just to show people? I don't know. Be humorous? Okay, we had the Hostess Twinkies and cupcakes, and with that you get free baseball cards. All right. We had Eastern Cowgirl Fern and like the collar tips. You put collar tips and they just might make you look much more spiffy. Spiffy with sparkle. That's what you'd be. And anything else for the ads? Here's one. Here's the Olympic sales club. And I just want to let you people know something. There's some cool prizes here. Let's see. I'm willing to bet someone here has played one-on-one basketball game. It's that you got those flippers, you got the like these little balls in water and stuff like that, and then the flippers, and let's see who could get the most baskets. I'm sure of that. Oh, early Coleco video game system. Have you ever heard of the Atari Touch Me computer game? It's not that exciting. Anything else? There's the California skateboard. Looking much different than most skateboards these days. There's the hit and miss electronic game. Space Ventures pinball machine game. Anything else? Someone who grew up in the 1970s would remember this, and maybe you even saw it in the early 80s. It's called Digital Derby. It's like that computer game or where you got the steering wheel in the middle of the steering wheel in the middle of it, and you kind of drive it and you avoid cars and oil spills and stuff like that. Anyway, interesting note here. It looks like this little kid named Sonali, that's a boy's name, this little kid has filled out his card here, but poor Sonali of 23 Dunbar Street in Winnipeg, poor guy, you can tell it's a little kid just from the writing, poor little guy, he didn't read the small print at the bottom here that said, service, that being Olympic Sales Club, service available only in the United States, Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. Canada, not included. So poor kid. Poor us. Poor us. Canada, left out again. Anyway, so there's that. And then also Daisy 840. Now, just as a special thing, I have I have Shay Sperling, who lives just outside of Spring, Texas, and he's going to demonstrate BB gun. He's going to demonstrate his Daisy 840 BB gun, and sorry about his voice. He's a bit of a mumbler and everything like that, but this is going to be awful radio, but remember your pledges.
Hey, YouTubers, another video of my Grizzly, Daisy Grizzly 840, model 840. Shoot. A pump BB gun, 177 cal. I have some where's one I should sure? Oh, right there. And then I got some Crossman copper. Pretty nice. Overview of the gun. Metal barrel. I don't know what type of, and there's pumps, actual pumps of like 300 feet per second, 350, 325. Single pump. Pump it. and I don't think it's plastic. It's very strong, so carbonate, polycarbonate or something. Same thing with the stock camouflage plastic receiver, but it's very strong. Dropped it many times, still works. Of course, bolt safety. Bolt action. That gravity fed thing. Right there. Now to shoot it. This pump in. Actually, very accurate, I would say. Got it.
Yeah.
Distance wise, goes pretty far. I'm definitely not past 80 feet. And it's very nice. That was it. It's actually terrible quality. Filmed on my iPod. But if it's just this for some, let's get into BB guns. Not airsoft, but BB guns. Very nice sights. I lost a little thing to raise it. But I mean, it still works. Where is that sight? Okay, which is a sight for you. Those reviews long, but sorry for the bad quality also the last time. Can't really see it with my camera, but very nice sights.
Alright, shoot again.
High rapids. So that's it. One more shooting test for you. And that's all.
Shoot again.
Well, you always pump it. Cock action. And you gotta pump it. Then aim it. And fire.
Okay. Good shooting there, Shay. Good shooting there. All right. So that's our ads. As far as music, let me quickly go through this. We had Cheap Trick with their song Dream Police. Yes, Dream Police came out in September of 1979. They were performing live in Australia. I don't know whether it's Melbourne or Sydney. I don't know that. After Cheap Trick's Dream Police, there was Trooper Canadiana right there with their song Three Dressed Up as a Nine. I think that might have been Trooper's best-selling album, actually, that year. After Trooper, we had Foreigner with their song Dirty White Boy. And if I may say something to a side, if you go on the internet, sites like YouTube and stuff like that, whenever somebody uploads this song up there, you are guaranteed to see all these, like, just these wacko white supremacist white power comments and stuff like that. Either people thinking the song is about white power, or the song is for white power, or something like that. Why don't people listen to the lyrics? It sounds to me like the song's about some blue collar guy who's kind of a bit of a shit disturber. That's what it sounds like. He's not exactly a bank robber, but he'd swipe a dollar or two here and there. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know, but. The wackos come out. Speaking of someone who at one time was quite wacko, in our second music break, we had Iggy Pop with his song I'm Bored, coupled with the Stranglers with their song Nuclear Device from the album The Raven. That has a very interesting album cover, too. It really comes out at you. And in our third and final music break, we had Gary Numan came out back in September of 1979 with the song Cars. The song just made him, really. And also we had there Bonnie M with Gotta Go Home. That song lives in infamy. All right, I want to get out of here. I got to go to the recycling bin and plant this comic book where it belongs. As I'm doing that, why don't we listen to something that Susie and the Banshees put out in September of 1979. It's the last track off their album they put out back then. It's the Lord's Prayer. It's the actual Lord's Prayer. This is magnificently done. Hope you enjoy it. We got Early Morning Album Side coming up next. This is CKUW.